Welcome to The Good We Can, a weekly podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. My name is Bill Anzio. Thanks for joining me. The name of our podcast comes from John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, who summed up our calling with these words: "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can." As we quiet ourselves to pray and reflect on a Bible reading, let's commit ourselves to doing the good we can today, which, as we will hear today, often involves the act of listening. This week we turn to the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 5 through 10. In the same way, Christ also didn't promote himself to become high priest. Instead, it was the one who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." As he also says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." During his days on earth, Christ offered prayers and requests with loud cries and tears as his sacrifices to the one who was able to save him from death. He was heard because of his godly devotion. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. After he had been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for everyone who obeys him. He was appointed by God to be a high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek. And now for a devotion based on this scripture, written by Jonathan Wilson Hartgrove, associate minister at St. John's Missionary Baptist Church in Durham, North Carolina, assistant director at Yale Divinity School's Center for Public Theology and Public Policy. Lent's practices of penance have parallels in the monastic vocation. Fasting, prayer, and almsgiving are ways of practicing the poverty, chastity, and obedience that monks and nuns take on as a way of life. For St. Benedict of Nursia, who wrote the rule of life that has shaped Western monasticism, nothing is more important than the listening that is at the heart of obedience. To grow in the way of Jesus, we must learn to listen. The author of the letter to Hebrews knows this is true, because Jesus has shown us the way. Jesus learned to listen by what he suffered, Hebrews says. No doubt Jesus, the human being, made of flesh like you and me, had to learn how to listen to the love that led him to the cross. But maybe he learned to listen from every suffering person he met along life's journey. The friends who had lost their brother and couldn't believe he hadn't come sooner. The widow who had lost her only son. The mother who hadn't been able to buy enough wine for everyone who came to her child's wedding. To love them was to hear them, and for it Jesus suffered. Such is the way of love. None of us has mastered the way, but Jesus did. And Hebrews proclaims that Jesus is our salvation, our way to love, if we can learn to listen to him. But where do we hear Jesus today? Maybe we can hear him in the people through whom he promised to be present with us, in the hungry person who asks for food, or the stranger who seeks welcome, the incarcerated person we visit, or the thirsty soul to whom we offer a cup of cold water. To listen, no doubt, is to enter into suffering we might rather avoid. But this is how Jesus invites us to grow in the way of love. Dear Jesus, open our ears that we may hear the stories that invite us into the struggles where you are present. Amen. And here is a question for your personal reflection. When have you offered your prayers with loud cries and tears, as Jesus did? And how does knowing Jesus' vulnerability impact your life of faith? This has been the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Join us for worship this Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. in person or online. This Sunday is the fifth Sunday of Lent, during which our theme is Come to the Table. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. Our online worship can be accessed from the worship page on our church website, sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.